This podcast is made possible by thousands of dedicated listeners just like you. Be a part of this powerful three-decade legacy of evangelization by visiting materdeiradio.com or downloading the Hail Mary media app. And thank you for joining us on the bridge between your faith and everyday life.
In the book of Hebrews, chapter 4, verse 12, it says, "Indeed, the word of God is living and effective, sharper than any two-edged sword, penetrating even between soul and spirit, joints and marrow, and able to discern reflections and thoughts of the heart." Yes, the word of God is living and effective today in my life and in yours. And that's the very reason why I'm offering this weekly podcast where I reflect upon the liturgical scripture readings for the Sunday Mass. So now, please join me on Faith Moments with Dina Marie as we break open the Word of God together, inviting His Word to change our lives forever. Greetings and welcome to Faith Moments with Dina Marie, a weekly podcast where we proclaim and ponder our Sunday Mass readings. Well, we have entered ordinary time from the Easter season. We're back during the week, at least. We'll see the color green come back out liturgically, which I always think green means grow. Green means take what you just got from the last season and let that work to its fruition in your life, in your vocation, in what's happening in your life today. But we still have two more Sundays where there is white and there's a special feast day. And today it's the Sunday following Pentecost Sunday, which is the Most Holy Trinity. It's a solemnity and it falls always on the Sunday following Pentecost. So we're going to hear a little bit more about the Holy Trinity. And then next Sunday, we will conclude our special solemnities for Sundays. And that is with the Feast of Corpus Christi, or the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. So it's just one beautiful feast after another. And then we're called, at least I feel called. What does that mean for me? What does that mean for my relationship with the Lord, with my relationship with others, my family members, my coworkers, those that I work with, those that I engage, my neighbors, just in general, in my community? How am I being a Catholic lover of God in the world today? So let's get to the readings. And I want to begin with the collect prayer, as I love to do, because there's always some nugget of wisdom, of truth, always truth in these prayers, but something that we can glean from the particular celebration that we are focusing on. And today, as I mentioned, it's the focus of the Holy Trinity, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So let's begin with the collect prayer. Let us pray. God our Father, who by sending into the world the word of truth and the spirit of sanctification, made known to the human race your wondrous mystery. Grant us, we pray, that in professing the true faith, we may acknowledge the Trinity of eternal glory and adore your unity, powerful in majesty. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. Now, again, listen to that collect. And always when we hear the collect prayer, that opening prayer in our Mass, the priest finishes that prayer with, through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit. I mean, we're explaining right there the Trinity. God forever and ever. So God is everlasting, always has been, always will be. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, who lives in the unity of the Holy Spirit. So we have God, Father, the Son, and the Holy Trinity, and the Holy Spirit, all together in unity. I would call it a unity of love. It's a unity of love. And we hear that every Sunday. We hear that in every Mass. It should remind us of the Holy Trinity. And it's so beautiful that God sent the word of truth. Who's the word of truth? Jesus Christ, God is with us, Emmanuel, and the Spirit, and it's beautiful in this collect, the Spirit of sanctification. What happens when we're sanctified? We're set aside to be made holy. We're not just in this world to be worldly. We're in this world to make it holy, to be holy, and to create, what does Matthew Kelly say, holy moments. I call them faith moments. And God has given us himself in Jesus Christ, has given us himself in the love of the Holy Spirit, so we can recognize his wondrous mystery and profess the true faith. I mean, that alone is so beautiful in the collect. Now, obviously, when you come to Mass, things are going on. You hear this collect prayer, it goes in one ear and out the other. But use one of these resources. I talk about them a lot. This in front of me here is the Word Among Us, the Magnificat, but it has those prayers for the daily Mass, for the Sunday Mass. So you can go back. You can go back maybe right after Mass and you spend 15 minutes after Mass just, what did we just pray? And meditate on these words and start to see, wow, right there, the Holy Trinity, it's coming alive here in the prayers of the church. So it's beautiful. We're going to hear about a great commandment. We're going to hear about a unity of love. So let's get into our readings today for the Most Holy Trinity. A reading from the book of Deuteronomy. Moses said to the people, "Ask now of the days of old, before your time, ever since God created man upon the earth, ask from one end of the sky to the other, did anything so great ever happen before? Was it ever heard of? Did a people ever hear the voice of God speaking from the midst of fire, as you did, and live? Or did any God venture to go and take a nation for himself from the midst of another nation, by testings, by signs and wonders, by war, with strong hand and outstretched arm, and by great terrors, all of which the Lord your God did for you in Egypt before your very eyes? This is why you must now know and fix in your heart that the Lord is God in the heavens above and on earth below, and that there is no other. You must keep his statutes and commandments that I enjoin on you today, that you and your children after you may prosper, and that you may have a long life on the land which the Lord your God is giving you forever." The word of the Lord. Our psalm is Psalm 33. Blessed the people the Lord has chosen to be his own. Upright is the word of the Lord, and all his works are trustworthy. He loves justice and right. Of the kindness of the Lord, the earth is full. Blessed the people the Lord has chosen to be his own. By the word of the Lord, the heavens were made, by the breath of his mouth, all their host. For he spoke, and it was made. He commanded, and it stood forth. Blessed the people the Lord has chosen to be his own. See, the eyes of the Lord are upon those who fear him, upon those who hope for his kindness, to deliver them from death and preserve them in spite of famine. Blessed the people the Lord has chosen to be his own. Our soul waits for the Lord, who is our help and our shield. May your kindness, O Lord, be upon us who have put our hope in you. Blessed the people the Lord has chosen to be his own. A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, for those who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. For you did not receive a spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you received a spirit of adoption, through whom we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if only we suffer with him, so that we may also be glorified with him. The Word of the Lord. Our gospel reading is a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. The 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had ordered them. When they all saw him, they worshipped, but they doubted. Then Jesus approached and said to them, "All power in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always until the end of the age." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Again, with this solemnity of the Most Holy Trinity, I just want to go to the book of Deuteronomy. And I love, I've said this several times, but I love having the experience of the Bible in a Year podcast with Father Mike Schmitz. And I just started it this year, but having the opportunity to explore the Old Testament, you know, in the order in which it really has been unpacked for us throughout God's history of choosing us and revealing himself to us. And I just want to go to Deuteronomy 4 because we miss a couple of verses in this reading. So we get Deuteronomy 4, 32 through 34, and then 39 and 40. But there's a little bit in there that they don't include in the lectionary. And I always think it's helpful to go back into the reading and read a little bit before, a little bit after, what's going on in this reading. And again, we see that we see Moses and the unveiling of God and God really showing himself to the people. And so we see these questions that Moses asks, you know, has any other God done what our God has done, the one true God? And he's listing off these different ways that the Lord has revealed himself, you know, through the fire, etc. And then these two verses we don't hear, but it says, "All this you were allowed to see, that you might know the Lord is God, and there is no other. Out of the heavens, he let you hear his voice to discipline you. On earth, he let you see his great fire, and you heard him speaking out of the fire." You know, and in the Old Testament, we learn about how to know God in our minds, that we recognize the presence of God, that God has made himself known. And so we begin with our minds. Think about when we bless ourselves and we walk into that church and there's that baptismal font, there's that baptismal water, the holy water, we dip our fingers in there. And what do? We do something, we do a ritual, we do a prayer. And we should take this slowly and carefully. We dip our fingers in holy water that has been blessed in the name of the Holy Trinity. And we bless ourselves with our forehead in the name of the Father. And then we go down to our heart and of the Son. And then we take our two shoulders and of the Holy left shoulder, Spirit, right shoulder. You know, God has revealed himself in our minds. In all of these examples in the Old Testament, we see the work of the 40 years with Moses. God continues to reveal in our minds, we see evidence of God. Out of the heavens, we heard his voice. We even hear his voice in the New Testament, don't we? And he let us know. God let us know in our minds. That's the first thing we're asking for, a blessing. You know, Lord, bless my mind so that I know who you are. The more I know who you are, the more I can trust you. Trust my Lord and my God. And so in the Old Testament, we get to hear about how much we know about God who is choosing us. Now go to chapter 6 of Deuteronomy, because as I was thinking about this in the Holy Trinity, in baptism, we bless the people who are being baptized with a particular blessing, and it has to be in a particular way, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. What's the great commandment that the Jews learned generation after generation after generation? And here it is. And it's mentioned many different places, but I'll just pick Deuteronomy 6, verse 4. Hear, O Israel. Love it. Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord alone. Therefore, you should love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and all your strength. So think about our heart, our soul, our strength. We, our minds, our hearts, our strength. The mind, our Father, God the Father, the first person of the Holy Trinity, reveals himself to us in so many ways. And we hear that even with evidence in Deuteronomy today. We hear him speaking to us out of fire. Our heart, who comes to us? Jesus Christ comes to us. Emmanuel, God is with us. He comes to us with a message of love of mercy. The greatest commandment is to love God and love your neighbor. So much so that you would give up your own life for a friend, for your enemy. Jesus, the second person of the Holy Trinity, shows us how to love. That's our heart. As we do the sign of the cross, our head, God the Father, our heart, God the Son. And then what gives us the wisdom? What gives us the understanding? What gives us the fortitude? What gives us the courage to live out our baptismal call? Well, it's in the Holy Spirit. It's in the call of the Holy Spirit. That's our strength. That's how we live our life. I think I mentioned it 2 weeks ago, get to work. The works that we do, the way in which we live our life is enlivened by the Holy Spirit working in us. The graces that God gives us are activated, and it's only if we choose to love, we choose to use those gifts of grace, gifts of the Spirit, that now we can see the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, that entire relationship of love. It's a unity. It's a unity of love. And again, God the Father, our mind, God the Son, Jesus Christ, the heart, and God the Holy Spirit gives us those gifts. And then let's go to the gospel, because now Jesus is with the apostles, and while they worship him, it also says in the gospel reading that they doubted. You know, they're human. There is still doubt in their hearts, but Jesus reminds them and sends them this great commission, this great commandment. And he lets them know that all the power in heaven and on earth has been given to me, has been given to Jesus, the second person of the Holy Trinity, has been given to the Word, who was made flesh. And so now he's telling his apostles, and he's telling us the same thing. Go, go now and make disciples of all nations. Share this message with everyone you can and baptize them. How? Again, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, to proclaim the one true God. The unity of love is in these three persons that are one, one God forever and ever. And again, as Moses reminded the people, teach these commandments, do these commandments, follow these commandments, observe these commandments, but also teach them to the next generation so they will teach them to the next generation, and so on and so forth. And Jesus concludes this reading by saying, I am with you always until the end of the age. So when we do have those times of doubt, when we do have those times of, Lord, what's going on here? Remember, remember that he is with us until the end of the age. And all we need to do is sign ourselves with the cross. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. We're reminded of God the Father, who gives us that knowledge, that wisdom, not only to know Him, but to trust Him. God gives us His Son, Jesus Christ, who has taught us to love the Beatitudes, right? He washed the feet of His disciples. He gave us His own body, blood, soul, and divinity, which we'll celebrate next week in a special way. He gave us food for the journey in the Holy Eucharist. And then He gave us the Holy Spirit, the strength. And I love when you touch your shoulders, it just reminds us, this is how I'm living my life as a wife, as a husband, as a brother, as a sister, as a mother, as a father, as a teacher, as an attorney, as a ditch digger, whatever it is you're doing, we're doing it. And we're asking for the grace of the Holy Spirit to give us what we need to glorify God in the work that we do. It could be the work of silent prayer. It could be the work of being bedridden. It could be the work of quietly sacrificing for the souls of sinners. Praise the Lord. We need that. We need that more than anything. So remember that last line in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 28, verse 20. I am with you always until the end of the age. Peace be with you. You have been listening to Faith Moments with Dina Marie, reflections upon the liturgical scripture readings for the Sunday Mass. New podcast episodes are released weekly through the generous support of Mater Dei Radio. To learn more about Faith Moments with Dina Marie, visit me online at dinamarie.org. That's dinamarie.org. May you have a blessed week.
If you enjoyed this podcast, please consider sharing it with a friend. You can support this vital mission of evangelization through materdeiradio.com or the Hail Mary Media app. And thank you for helping us lead souls to Jesus through the Blessed Virgin Mary.